great. All right. Next up, we have Gareth, who will talk about SaltStack and building a self-healing system. Thank you.
Wow, you haven't even done anything and you get applause. That's really awesome.
My reputation precedes me. Can you guys hear me okay? Yes? No? Yes? Thumbs up? Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is building a self-healing system with SaltStack. My name is Gareth. My Twitter can be found on the right-hand side of every slide, so if anyone feels like tweeting at me or about me during the talk, feel free. I'm a senior software engineer at SaltStack. I'm fortunate to get to spend my days writing open source software. If you have the opportunity, I highly recommend it. If anyone's interested in talking about Salt in general, just automation, anything, just find me outside after the talk or I'm around. I'm also a former DevOps engineer. So if anyone wants to have a group therapy session about being on call, I'm happy to lead that. Also, we are hiring, so if anyone's interested in working for SaltStack, we do offer remote positions, so you can stay in lovely Europe. You don't have to move to the U.S. We'll just leave it at that. So, building a self-healing system with SaltStack. So just some basic SaltStack terminology. First of all, how many people are using SaltStack today? Awesome. How many people would like to use SaltStack? Should be everyone. Okay, so SaltStack is written in Python. It began as a remote execution system as a way to execute commands across many systems. It began similar in nature to tools like Fabric and Funk, but it's not done over SSH. It's using ZeroMQ as a messaging bus, and it's encrypted and very fast. Because of the way it was designed, adding configuration management was easy through a series of plugins. We call them state modules. It's also available to work with it's like a Salt API, easily exposed for various purposes. We have storing secure data is in Pillar, and reactors, which are small small state modules that wait for specific events and react some manner, which we'll look at a bit later. Okay, so the Salt minion is a daemon that runs commands on a server. So any server that you have within like an infrastructure that's controlled by Salt, it will be running a Salt minion. And there's the Salt master, which is the server which sends out those commands to those minions. So a typical Salt setup. Jet lag is a hell of a drug, I swear. A typical Salt setup requires a single master and many minions. And the minions communicate with the master communicates with the minions. We can have a similar setup with multiple masters controlling many minions. So minions will connect to masters at random, specific masters, it's up to you. We also have the option to run in what's called a masterless mode. So not requiring a master, you run all of your commands directly on the minions, accomplishes the same thing. There are certain pieces that you don't get access to, which like events, reactors, things like that. So Salt is built on the Salt event system. It is the heart of SaltStack and what distinguishes Salt from similar projects. The Salt Master and the Salt Minion each have their own individual event systems. So here is a slide that shows a kind of typical Salt setup with all the pieces involved. So we have our minions running on a variety of operating systems. In this case, Windows, Linux, AIX, as well as some network devices. The lightning bolts represent the ZeroMQ. SSH, we also support Tornado. The event bus is the line with the X through it. And then we have the various other pieces which are typically found on the master. So your runners, your reactors, and then your Salt master. So event types. As I said, SaltStack is based on ZeroMQ and events. We have a variety of events that SaltStack usually uses. So we have authentication events, which are fired when a minion performs an authentication check within the master. There's also start events. So every time a minion starts, it fires an event saying, hey, I've started, onto the event bus, to the Salt master. Key events are when accepting and rejecting minion keys. These typically happen as a result of actions undertaken